Thank you for a night like this. Be glorified in Jesus' name. Genesis chapter 1. And in verse 28. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. God bless his word in Jesus' name. God's destiny of royalty for his people is the subject of tonight. A destiny of royalty. A destiny of royalty. The conference is titled Reigning and Ruling as Kings. It is clear through scripture that royalty or ruling and reigning in life is the eternal plan of God for his people. The eternal plan of God for his people. Scripture makes it clear that God has no other plan, no other purpose for his people but royalty. We are going to look at various confirmations throughout scripture that royalty is the plan of God for his people. Genesis chapter 1 verse 28. Let's start from creation. Number 1, creation. Man was created to be the king of the earth. To rule the earth on the behalf of God. Adam and Eve, we are created to be kings on the earth. To take charge on the behalf of God. Be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion, take charge. In Psalm 8 verse 4 and 5, that was reiterated. What is man that thou art mindful of him? And the son of man that thou visitest him. For thou hast made him a little lower than Elohim. Angel, that was Elohim. And hast crowned him with glory and honor. Man was created with a crown of glory and honor. With the crown of glory and honor. Not created with the cloth of shame and reproach. It is the crown of glory and honor. God created man and placed him in placed a dominion mandate over him, over a domain. That was at creation. And then you sift into the covenant. Abraham operated in royalty. He related with kings freely. As a matter of fact, at various times he related at the level or even levels higher than the levels of kings. In Genesis chapter 14 verse 17, when Abraham came from the slaughter of the kings, the Bible said the king of Sodom went to meet him. Not Abraham going to meet the king of Sodom. The king of Sodom went to meet him. The king of Sodom went to meet him. To meet him. That was the level at which Abraham operated. If you are a seed of Abraham, you are not inferior to any mortal man, any mortal king. The king of Sodom went to meet him. When Abraham lost his wife and he was looking for a burial ground, the sons of Heth told him in Genesis chapter 23, verse 5 to 6. It was the people of Canaan. And the children of Heth answered Abraham, saying unto him, hear us, my Lord. You are a mighty prince among us. You are a mighty prince among us. In the choice of our sepulchres buried thy dead, None of us shall withhold from thee his sepulcher, but that thou mayest bury thy dead. You are a mighty prince. You are not an ordinary person. You are not just one of the citizens. There is royalty in your body. Am I speaking to anybody here at all? I am here to announce to an Abrahamic seed. You don't have inferiority in your life. You have royalty in your blood. And it shall manifest from today. You believers, shall the Lord say amen. Now listen to this. When God began to speak to Abraham, in Genesis chapter 17, and in verse 6, he said, I will make you exceeding fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of you. Abraham, I will cause you to bet nations and bet kings. The meaning of that, listen to this. Now, first and foremost, it takes a king to bet a king. That is the basis of the royal family. The prince of England, the king, the current Queen Elizabeth's father was a king. It takes a king to bet a king. When God was telling Abraham, you will give birth to a king, it is confirmed that yourself you are a king. Am I communicating at all? But there's something more important than that. Abraham does not give birth to ordinary children. Every child of Abraham is either a nation or a king. He doesn't give birth to ordinary persons. Am I speaking to somebody here? I want somebody's mentality to be upgraded tonight. You have looked down on yourself for too long. And you have allowed society to classify you for too long. If you are a child of Abraham or you are a seed of Abraham, you are either a nation or a king. The meaning of that is you move with the capacity of royalty and you carry out the responsibility of nations. You do things that only nations do. Is there any royalty here? Shout, I am here. Look at somebody by yourself and say, I am a nation and I am a king. I am a nation and I am a king. I am a nation. I am a king. Say, I have capacity and I have royalty. Take your seat. Tonight we will locate your crown. The missing crown shall be found. Somebody's missing crown shall be found. The crown of honor, the crown of royalty, it shall be found. Say the loudest amen. You go to Isaac. Isaac was acknowledged by the king of the Philistines as somebody who was bigger than him. And bigger than their nation. Genesis 26, 16. The king seemed to be saying, I know that I am a king, but you are a bigger king. You are a bigger king. Two kings cannot share a kingdom. So please go from us. Go from us. Look for another territory and dominate. You are bigger than us. You are mightier than us. Two male lions don't share a pride of lions. Just move to another domain. Both of us are kings, just that you are bigger than our own kingship. Am I speaking to somebody here? There is somebody whose royalty here is about to be bigger than that of earthly kings. Except you are a Christian king. Otherwise, something is coming upon you that is making you bigger than ordinary royalties. Shout the loudest, amen. You are a king, and I am a king. They seem to be telling Isaac. Just the difference is that you are bigger than us and we can't stay in the same place. Move from us. Take your seat. Do you know, as far as this kingdom is concerned, God does not differentiate whether you are black or white, yellow, you live in Nigeria or you live in America or you live anywhere. He has no difference. If you carry revelation, you see elevation. Elevation that will shock you. A woman met us in the hotel last week. My wife and I, the Irish woman, white woman, came for prayer and for counseling. After we finished praying with her and counseling her, we invited her to the program that was holding in Stratford to be there in the evening. She said, I'm not sure I can come. We said, why? She said, I don't have transport money to come. He said, the money I have is what can transport me from where I came to here. And I have only one way back. I can't stay. You see? Your color does not avert poverty. Wherever you live does not guarantee your success. Your success is only guaranteed by God. There are people who think that because they are from Nigeria or they are from Africa, that it means that they are at the back. I heard Papa Yedepo say, because you are black does not mean you are at the back. And because it is white does not mean it is right. Take your seat. And that woman, I said, we'll give you transport money to come. She said, are you sure? Are you sure? She said, are you sure? We said, we'll give you transport money to come. How much does it take you to go and come? She said, are you sure? We said, yeah, very, very sure. She said, okay, she needs to make a call to her travel person. She went and made a call to the travel person, and the person said it was £50. You know who I'm talking about. £50. And I pulled £50 from my chest pocket. That is money in her currency, presently available. Gave it to her. And she went on her knees on the spot and started crying. Crying. He said, nobody has ever given me a gift. Over 50-something years, nobody has ever said, take. He said, this is the first time anybody is giving me money. Mommy gave her a tissue to clean. She was sobbing. We told her, this is what practical gospel is. We are in your land. We are also assisting you financially. We say, come to Nigeria. We say, there's no way to come. We say, we'll transport you. Pay your airfare. Just work out your schedule. We'll pay you. Come. Let God change your life. Am I communicating at all? Beloved brothers and sisters, I am here to announce to somebody, whatever be your color, God is changing your level. Can that amen be louder than that? I said, God is changing your level. God is changing your level. Shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat. Don't ever forget this. There is royal blood in every covenant child. There is something royalty about any child or every child of the covenant in this kingdom. There is something royalty. And it has no respect from the background where you came from. They may say you came from a non-royal family or that your people are slaves or whatever it is. It has no respect for that. Because the spiritual is superior to the physical. When Jacob, if you go to Jacob's example, when Jacob wrestled with God, wrestled with the angel, his royalty was confirmed. In Genesis 32 and in verse 28, thy name shall be called no more Jacob but Israel, for as a prince. When you hear prince or king, you are hearing royalty. As royalty, collect power. You are confirmed royalty. Jacob, in case you are doubting who you are a confirmed royalty. You are a confirmed royalty. You are a confirmed royalty. And proceed with royalty. So Jacob proceeded. Okay, I know that I am a king. But that now that God has spoken it with his mouth, it shifts me to another level. So when Jacob was brought before Pharaoh, Genesis chapter 47 verse 7, And Joseph brought in Jacob, his father, and set him before Pharaoh. And Jacob saw himself and Pharaoh and realized that he was superior to Pharaoh and blessed him. Kneel down. I have something you don't have. You are a king. I am a superior one. The less is blessed of the better. That is scripture. The less is blessed of the better. You are less than me. I am heavier than you. Let me release something to you that you don't have. It's only people who don't know who they are, maybe as pastors, that fidget up and down in front of earthly rulers. There are those who will share all manner of testimonies because they met a governor of your state. And there are those, it's a breakthrough that they met their president. The picture will fly everywhere. I've met all manner of people. I have never been careful to say, can you take a picture? It doesn't cross my mind. Picture to do what with it? Don't I have my own picture?
Hey! Hey! Somebody shout power! Somebody shout, I am royalty!
When you understand what I'm talking about, your walking step is affected. Your fishy is affected. Your appear. I went to Timber Market in Abuja here to do evangelism. Our car was parked at a distance. So I went on foot and then went. Some people stood and were looking, just looking at us as we're going. Just looking at us. They didn't know who I was really, but they were just looking. And then I went, I started preaching. And then somebody said, that's Dr. Pastor Paul in Ancient Dynamics Church. And the man said, okay. When I saw him passing, I knew he was somebody important. Only that I didn't know exactly who it was, but he began to follow and said, this person passing is important. I don't know who it is, but there is something around him that confirmed that he is an important person. He said, no wonder. Oh, so you see the person. Am I speaking to somebody here? There is an atmosphere around you that is about to change tonight. I said, something is about to change tonight. Shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. And then you move from Jacob. You move to Joseph. Joseph was royalty confirmed. Genesis chapter 41, verse 40 to 44. Genesis 41, 40. Pharaoh speaking said, thou shalt be over my house, and according to thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, see, I have set you over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it upon Joseph's hand and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen and put a gold chain about his neck. And he made him to ride in the second chariot which he had. And they cried before him, bow the knee. And he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt. That is the line you are from. I am not saying necessarily you should go to your village and begin to contest to become local government chairman or become a traditional ruler. We already have traditional rulers. What we are talking about is that in any realm where God has positioned you, you are in charge. You are king in your realm. You are the principality, human principality in your territory, in your domain. When they arrive at the realm where you are and they say, who is in charge here? There should be no argument. See what God told Israel. Listen to this. Listen. Israel as a whole, that is my next reference. Exodus chapter 19, verse 5 and verse 6. God said, now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people. For all the earth is mine. Above all people. Above all people. And you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests. I'll come to that later. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 1 to 2. Above all people, you are the children of the Lord your God. You shall not cut yourselves nor make any baldness between your eyes for the dead. For thou art an holy people unto the Lord thy God. And the Lord has chosen you to be a peculiar people unto himself. Above all the nations that are upon the earth. Above means kingship. It means rulership. It means royalty. It means authority. I set you above. But this is what excites me. You see, all of you, Israel, I make you a kingdom of priests. Do you know that priesthood is superior royalty? In Israel, the prophet or the priest anoint the king. Am I speaking to somebody here? Who anointed the prophet? God anointed him. Who consecrated the prophet? God consecrated him. But who is the one that is to lift up the king? The prophet, the priest. He told Moses, I made you a god unto Pharaoh. But listen to this. A kingdom of priests, pastors and ministers, walk in all humility, but never apologize for being respected. The priesthood is a crown. Leviticus chapter 21 and in verse 12, B part, he said concerning the priest, neither shall he go out of the sanctuary nor profane the sanctuary of his God. He said, for the crown of the anointing oil of his God is upon him. The anointing that made a man a priest is a crown. I am the Lord. The crown of the anointing oil of his God is upon him. No matter how much the world cries, when you carry priesthood, you have a dimension of royalty that will make people to rush at you. And if you are not careful, they will give you respect beyond measure. You are the only one to just check the respect and just be humble. But it is unavoidable. Don't let the people who have no business with God and who know nothing out of the Bible talk to you about how to behave. There are people who make a lot of noise about pastors are over-respected. They are highly, they move like celebrity. They do this and they do that. It is not their fault. Nobody ever commanded anybody to respect him. Am I communicating at all? The priesthood is a crown. The crown of the anointing oil of his God is upon his head. When Samuel went into what was the name of the land of David? Bethlehem, Judah. When he arrived, the Bible said the elders of the land trembled. That is the mantle of priesthood. It carries the capacity to tremble lands. Am I speaking to somebody here? Don't ever apologize for being honored, for being valued, for being respected. And don't move about in disrespect. Respect people. And don't let the honor and the respect and the dignity enter your head until it sends you to hell. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? I've seen people kneeling down inside the aircraft. I didn't tell them. I said, we're in a public place. Stand up, stand up. Oibo Airport, London, Germany, on their knees, pray for me. New York Airport. I said, please, this place is not our. Stand up, stand up, stand up. I can pray for you standing. They may not understand. Somebody say amen. People I don't know from nowhere. People you have never said, when you see me, bow down. And nobody can ever say that to anybody. But the anointing oil of the Lord is God. It's a crown upon his head. And if he says all of us are priests, then it means all of us carry the same crown. If you are a child of God, you carry that same crown of priesthood, that same crown of honor, that same crown of dignity, that same crown of respect is upon your head, and you have no inferiority feeling whatsoever to anybody around the world. Somebody say aloud, amen. That was Israel as a whole. Now you go to the prophets, and I'll be rounding off in a short time. In the book of Genesis chapter 28 and in verse 5, in the prophets, God still validates. Sorry, did I say Genesis? Isaiah chapter 28 verse 5. Isaiah 20, he said, in that day shall the Lord of hosts be for a crown of glory and for a diadem of beauty unto the residue of his people. Anybody who belongs to God is connected to a crown. That crown is a crown of glory that puts on you a garment of beauty. You are unusually attractive. That was what was on Joseph that Potiphar's wife could not define. There is something about you that gives you acceptance. And I'm going to talk about that shortly. That was in the prophets. Now go to the New Testament, the New Covenant. 1 Peter chapter 2 and in verse 9. 1 Peter chapter 2 and in verse 9. He said, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. A royal priesthood. Royal priesthood means kingly priests. A holy nation. A peculiar person. That you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. A royal priesthood. I said that before. God is raising kingly priests and priestly kings. Kingly priests and priestly kings. What's the meaning? Kingly priests. Priests that have the mantle, that have the stature of royalty, that have the authority and everything that goes with royalty, and kings. Political leaders, business leaders, and those kind of people. Who, when you see them, you think you are seeing a pastor. By the time they finish talking, you say, are you a pastor? I say, no, I'm a businessman. I'm a kingly priest. Are you a pastor? No, I am the governor of my state. But by the time I finish with the Bible, you won't know the difference between me and a pastor. They are still in submission to authority. They are still under guidance, but it is kingly priests, priestly kings. Where kingship and priesthood mixed. Andy, I don't know where to classify you. Whether it is a kingly priest or a priestly king. He's running business and tampering with. Remember his testimony where God wiped out $1 million just overnight. Overnight, just wiped out. Huh? And then he also runs an independent evangelistic ministry, but he's in the deep business running. Alright? Kingly priests, priestly kings. I prophesy upon somebody here today. You have stepped into that realm where God is going to do something in your life that will shock your generation. God will do something in your life that will shock your generation. He will do something in your life that will shock your generation. Take your seat. If you're a businessman here, don't be an ordinary businessman. Be a businessman on fire. A businesswoman on fire. A businesswoman with passion, with character, with integrity, with the anointing of the Holy Ghost. By the time you finish speaking, they will think whether they are meeting a pastor. When they want to approach you for bribe, they realize you are not that kind of person. They want to approach you for compromise, they realize you are not that kind of person. Somebody say the loudest, amen. All right, take your seat. It is a destiny of royalty. This is what God wants. I want you to be a king on the earth, be in charge of the earth. And when you come to meet me, you continue your kingship. He is the King of kings. Other kings are kings over people. He is a king over other kings. We that are his subjects are kings under him. He is King of kings, the Lord of lords. I don't know whose walking step will not change tonight. Not that you are proud or arrogant, just that you have an adequate estimation of yourself. Pride is an exaggerated estimation of who you are. It's an exaggerated estimation. Inferiority complex is a bankruptcy of estimation of who you are. Kingdom mentality is an accurate estimation, evaluation of who you are. You are not arrogant and you are not inferior. You are just there. The singer sang, I know who I am. I am a child of the King. Am I communicating at all? Don't let any devil make you feel that you are inferior, because you are not inferior. Revelation chapter 1 verse 1 all the way to verse 6. And let us read that and see what he said. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must surely come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bear record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth and they that hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood and has made us kings and priests unto God. It is not he will make us. You are the king who didn't know you are a king. You are royalty who didn't realize there is a crown on your head. He has made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever. Somebody say amen. For the first time in almost 23 years, they made me to watch a film. And you are the culprit. It's Lion King. I don't have time for any of all those. But they say, there is this film. Can you watch it with me? All right, let's watch it together. And there was that little baby lion. What's his name? Samba? Or Simba? That is how. And that little baby lion, whose wicked uncle killed his kingly father and took over the throne and imparted the throne with the scarcity mantle on his life. Does that sound like somewhere you know? Imparted the whole land with the mantle of scarcity that was on his life. Land dry, little lion disappeared and found himself in the kingdom of sheep and little other pigs and all those kind of things. Rabbits, a lion in the middle of rabbits. And he was eating termites and all sorts of things, behaving like pigs that he was among. And then he had a lionic encounter where a voice told him, you should know who you are and you should go and reclaim what is yours. Long story made short, he returned back and took over the kingdom. That is how many of us are. You are that lion that didn't know you are lionic. You know the sheep lion story? Where the American shepherd told the story of how a shepherd picked a baby lion, a cub whose mother died, and began to raise it among his sheep folk until the lion thought it was sheep. It ate grass like other sheep. It was a sheepish lion. A sheepified lion. Lion that became sheepified. And he ate until one day a big lion, real lion, comes to pursue them. And all of them will be running, including this sheep lion. Until one day he looked at his face in the water. And he wanted to run, and he realized, it's his face. I look like this lion that always pursues everybody. Oh, wow. So I'll be running away from my type. Next time the lion came to pursue everybody, he remained. The sheep fled, he remained. And then this big lion just hovered around him and rescued his destiny. From the kingdom of sheep, took him to where he can be taught how to roar and tear flesh and eat flesh and drink flesh, fresh blood, and be a lion. That is what we are here to do tonight. Somebody is being rescued. Somebody is being rescued. Somebody is being rescued from that realm that is lower than where you are meant to be. And if you are that one, shout the loudest, amen. It is not he will make us. He has made us. Take your seat. He has made us. He has made us. He has made us. Not that he will make us. He has made us. Revelation chapter 5 verse 9. And then I'll summarize around there. And then I will begin to round off. He said, and they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign in heaven on the earth. Shall reign on the earth. There is somebody in the realm of industry that is about to reign. Somebody in the realm of business about to reign. Somebody in the realm in the realm of fashion and designs that is about to reign. Somebody in the realm of communication and the arts that is about to reign. Somebody in the education realm that is about to reign. Somebody in the political realm that is about to reign. Shout the loudest, amen. As for this nation, I believe that we are not where God wants us to be yet. Things are too upside down for us to be there. We are on the way. And some of us seated there and some watching are going to be people that God will raise and use to redefine the destiny of a great people that is battling and struggling for survival. Take your seat. Royalty is your destiny. What are the pillars of royalty? If we say somebody is royalty, what pillars does royalty stand on? What are the dimensions of royalty? What are the characteristics of royalty? My wife used to tell me, said, on the first day of convention, you preach as if you will preach everything. If you say everything, what else will you say? There is more to say. Number one pillar is authority. Anywhere you see royalty, you see authority. Have dominion. authority. Genesis 1:28 showed us that. Authority. Authority. You say it, you see it. You have it the way you want it. Authority. Number two is prosperity. And this prosperity is natural. There is no need for bribery, no need for corruption, nothing. It's just, once there is royalty, it comes along with prosperity. The king of the land does not need to touch his salary by the things that come naturally. Prosperity. There is affluence around royalty. That is why if God has made you a king in this kingdom, poverty is not your portion. You are not permitted to be begging for survival. If you reference Genesis chapter 41, from verse 41 to 44 where we read, you will see the prosperity of Joseph because of royalty. Number three, opportunity. Royalty equals opportunity. That is, the doors open naturally for royalty. The king of, the president of a nation does not beg for visa. Actually, there is a visa fee, but they don't pay no visa fee. They give them diplomatic visa, which is free of charge. Am I communicating at all? Opportunity. That is, there is a favor around you which is natural. Someone say a loud amen. Is it making sense to you at all? That is, as a pastor, a minister of the gospel, and you realize that you are royalty, you are not going about begging members or begging nobody. You don't owe any particular person a special thank you on the ground of anything they did. Because there are things that happen for you natural. You don't beg for. I've been given houses, properties that till today I have not seen. In Abuja here, somebody gave me one in a posh area almost 1 year now. I haven't seen it. Yes. Another one gave me one in America. Just not too long ago, he was communicating with me about the details of the house. Things he wanted to answer. I haven't seen it. I didn't beg for it. I didn't ask for it. Will never ask for it for life. When I stepped into ministry, it didn't cross my mind how much will enter my hand. Where will I sleep was not a consideration. I can sleep anywhere as long as I do his work. But the royalty, diverse opportunities. Am I speaking to anybody here at all? Diverse opportunities. All I can say is do it well. Follow God well. Follow God well. As for land, take this land. I don't know the count. Follow God well. Opportunity. Esther had that favor in Esther chapter 2 verse 15. All that looked upon her was the turn of Esther, and it came. Let me prophesy so that it is not just a teaching you are receiving. Announce to somebody here, the level of favor you have never seen in your life is following you after this conference. The level of opportunity you never saw in your life. The level, you have never seen in your life is coming upon you right now. Shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat. Number four. Is dignity. Somebody say dignity. That is, honor, respect. It is natural. I told somebody the other day, the king may be a baby, but the father of the king will bow. Have you ever been to a typical African village before? See a young man, maybe he's 40 something or 50, and then you see elders 100 years, 90 years. Kabiyesi, Gabaitu. I grew in a king's palace. My father was ruling over a local government, and he had been king. He was king since 1971. So I saw all the things that goes with royalty. It imparted some mentality to me as well. Where inferiority is not in the dictionary. There is that dignity. You see, you cannot be a victim of disrespect. You can't be a person that people look down on if you are a royalty in this kingdom. And don't give anybody the permission to look down on you. And nobody can look down on you without your permission. One man came to my office and was talking carelessly. Elderly man. And I told him, respect your age. I respect people. But I pastor people older than you. So adjust yourself. Adjust yourself. You can't use age to intimidate me. I respect you naturally. And if you respect yourself, I over-respect you. And if you don't respect yourself, I withdraw it. When I see most people, I say, good morning, sir. Most people, especially a certain age, good morning, sir. And there are those who abuse the privilege. When, by the time you begin to respect them extra, they begin to just look at you like trash or something, like, okay. When they do that, I withdraw the respect back to sender. I just handle you the way you deserve. Please don't go about and be rude to anybody. Let people see you as the most respectable person, but never allow anybody take your respectability for granted. In our village, they say, it is not the age of the king that is respected, but the crown on his head. It's not the age of the king that you bow for, it is the crown on his head. So at whatever age he is, if he has that crown on his head, he commands your submission. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. My elderly mother and father in their life respected the anointing on my life too heavily. Too much. I mean, it was too heavy. Before you say, my mother is on her knees, my father is on his knees, looking for prayer. I say, people who have sense, when they see grace, they recognize it. Somebody say, amen. Number one was authority, and number two was prosperity, and number three was opportunity, and number four, dignity. Number five is quality. In the course of this program, we shall be talking. Only the best is good enough for kings. The very best. If you are royalty, don't look for anything short of the best. I think the newest aircraft in this country must belong to the presidential air fleet. The most qualitative aircraft in the world belongs to the American president. An aircraft that can refuel itself in the air. can land on water, can repel bombs. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Quality. And don't think that mediocrity equals humility. Who says that the church you are to pastor should be hiding inside a lungu at the backside of the desert somewhere? Who said that it shouldn't be on a highway like this so that even the blind can feel it? Who said that your organization, your industry must be in a hideout where people have to struggle to locate it? Who says that the very best cannot belong to you? God is speaking to somebody. And if you are the one, say amen. And if you are the one, say amen. When our people want to acquire some things that are very qualitative, and they say, oh, can we, that we need so and so thing. And I say, yes, let's get it. Say, oh, it's so costly. It's very, very costly, but that is the best, but it's very, very costly. I normally ask them, I say, oh, so the cost is $1 billion? They say, no, that's not what I'm talking about. Even if it is $1 billion, it is buyable. It is buyable. And you don't need to buy things before you own them anyway. I will talk about that another time. I don't know. You don't need to buy things to own them. You can own them without buying them. Somebody say loud amen. Somebody say louder amen. Somebody say the loudest amen. I came into our church premises one day in Area 1. I saw a very beautiful car. I think the current model of that car, of that year or something, blue, like this electric blue color, and just parked there with alloy wheels, very beautiful. And I looked at it, I admired it. And I said, what car is that? They say, it is for sale. I say, how much is it? When they mention the price, okay, we'll see later. And I went my way. About 2 weeks later, he said, there is a car for you outside here. It was brought back as a gift. Not one that looked like it, the exact same. When I wanted to say, praise the Lord, what a beautiful car. Within 4 weeks, the Lord showed me where to sew it. You saw the car. You saw the car. He liked it. You say, what a beautiful car. Liked it. Before, he had television screens everywhere inside the car. He showed me where to sow it as a seed. When I was sending the driver to take it, he said he was very angry. What kind of problem is this now? The driver was very angry. Why should you send this? And it was a test. Short few weeks later, another one arrived that can buy that one 5 times. I was just saying, you don't need to buy things to own them. They shall inherit lands. It didn't say they shall buy. Don't worry, we'll continue tomorrow. Somebody give the Lord a shout of praise. He can give you the money to buy it, and he can give you to have it without buying it. He can give you the money to buy it. He can also cause you to have it without buying it. What number were we? Quality. Don't do anything shabby. Don't go for the least. Go for the very best. Under God. Number six. With royalty. One thing you know about royalty, number six, is security. 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 Anytime you see that somebody said he's going to the White House for armed robbery, it means he dreamed that he died. He dreamed that he died and he wanted to actualize the dream he saw. Oh, our own Nigeria has a rock here. You see, we're very terrible armed robbers. Nothing did happen. Where are you going? Villa tonight. Want to rob there. They will shoot him with anti-aircraft rifle. That is, pieces him. That is the rifle that will bring down the aircraft. That is what they will use on him. So by the time they are through with him, you won't see his flesh. Somebody shout power! What are you doing? I'm an arm robber. Where? Security. That is normal with royalty. It's normal. Security, you can combine it with immunity. No Nigeria police can stop American ambassador on the road. He craves. What do you mean? They pull his uniform on the road there. Because the man has diplomatic immunity. Our police can't arrest him. He's not arrestable. If he has a challenge, it is government to government. Because of the realm he is, there is security. How much more if you are a royalty of the kingdom? There are angelic securities. There is heavenly immunity. Meaning is, you cannot die just like that. No witchcraft power can kill you just like that. No cultic power can kill you just like that. Ay, 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 ay. No arrow of strange disease can kill you just like that. Will you stand up with a shout of victory? A louder shout of victory. The loudmost shout of victory. The rest of the conference will focus us on the realization of your royalty. What to do. The things to do. If this is who I am meant to be, what is the way? What am I doing? What? And I want to be there by all means. But tonight, Revelation said, he washed us by his blood and made us kings. Our royalty is rooted in righteousness. For the children of the kingdom, our royalty is rooted in righteousness. There is no shortcut to it. You can't be crooked and be royal in this kingdom. You can't be wicked and be a royalty in this kingdom. You can't be bitter. Ay, 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 ay. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. In those days, we used to sing songs like, he's coming back again, my Lord is coming back again. He went away and promised that he's coming back again.
He's coming back again. Our God is coming back again. Oh, glory, hallelujah. He's coming back again. He's coming back again. He's coming back again. He went away and promised that he's coming back again. He's coming back again. My Lord is coming back again. Oh, glory, hallelujah. He's coming.
One more time, he's coming.
He's coming back again. He's coming back again. He went away.
He's coming back again.
He's coming back again.
My God is coming back again. Oh, glory, hallelujah.
He's coming back again.
One more time.
He's coming back again, my Lord. He went away and promised he's coming back again. He's coming back again, my Lord. He's coming back again. Oh, glory, hallelujah. He's coming back.
That is the truth. You know, the reason why at that time the Christians were very, very conscious of the second coming of the Lord, it imparted caution to action. The doctrine, let's say the consciousness of the coming of the Lord, the consciousness of the Father, we are not in this world forever, and that one day it will end. End by the rapture, or end by death when it is time. That consciousness imparts caution. Isaiah chapter 45, let's end with that, verse 7 and 8. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 7 and 8. That's the Isaiah, Psalm 45, verse 7 and 8. He said, okay, start from verse 6. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. He's talking about Jesus. The scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore, God thy God has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. He gave you an oil that placed you in royalty. Why? Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Please, as you proceed, know that our royalty is a royalty of righteousness. The royalty of the world, if they kill people to get into power, the better for them. For most of them, their kingship is rooted in wickedness. Bloodshed. Innocent bloodshed. But for this kingdom, it is royalty of righteousness. There was a man in the land of the east. This man was upright and so forth and so on. He had thousands of these. And this man was the greatest of all the men of the east. That he was king. He was in charge. It was uprightness. Tonight, we are going to ask the Lord, thank you for this message on royalty. I receive the grace for uprightness. I receive the grace for uprightness. First of all, let's appreciate him for the word we heard tonight. Lift your voice and thank him. Thank him, honor him for the word you heard tonight. Appreciate him, adore him, magnify him for the word you heard tonight. Let's honor him. Let's glorify him. Let's worship him. Go ahead and let's do so. Lift your voice and speak to him. Lift your voice and honor him. Lift your voice and adore him. Lift your voice and magnify him. Father, thank you for your word to us tonight. Thank you for your word to me tonight. Thank you for your word in my life tonight. Leparada Hoseke de Menagalayadasha. Thank you for your word to me tonight. Thank you for your word to my life tonight. I receive, I thank you for authority, for prosperity. I thank you for dignity. I thank you for quality. I thank you for security and immunity. I give you the praise. I give you the honor. I give you the adoration. I thank you for establishing my life in righteousness. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. In Jesus' precious name. Lift the hands high. Fresh grace to live in uprightness. Lord, I receive fresh grace to live in uprightness. 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 Fresh grace to live in righteousness, to live for you. I receive fresh grace. Lift your voice and speak to God as we receive fresh grace. Fresh grace, fresh help, fresh mercy. In Jesus' name. We'll take this song once or twice and then we shall pray. Holy Spirit, move me now. Move me now. My life, holy Spirit, move, Spirit, move over me, over me. Spirit, move all over me. Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
move me now, make my life all again, make my life all again. Spirit, more, Spirit, more, all over me.
Mm-hmm.
lift your hands everywhere you are and just begin to praise. Father, prepare me. Prepare me. Prepare me. Yes.
Pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you.
Lift your hands high. Metumakagi, eze. Metumakagi, metumakagi. Onye neme ma. Metu makagi, papa mo ekwe kwa lapa, kandi rotwa wela. Metu makagi, papa mo ekwe kwa lapa.
Touch me with your hands,
oh Lord. Touch me with your hands, oh Lord. Touch me with your hands, oh, help, help, help them. Touch me with your hand. Oh, please, please don't let me go the way I came today. Touch me with your hand.
Oh, Lord,
please don't let me go. Lift your hands. The Lord is taking the garment of captivity from somebody's life. In the name of Jesus. Lift the hands high. Jesus' name. Lift your hands high. There is, lift your hands high. There is peace somewhere. Lift your hands. There are many people here today, that garment that is contrary to royalty, God is setting it on fire now. But there is somebody particularly, an October-born person, close to where I am. Stand. Lift your hands. It's okay. Just remember, I said where I'm standing. Every garment of captivity. Fire. You've suffered too much disfavor. Suffered too much rejection. He had an encounter and I said to him he should come. That is why he's here. Lift your hands. I prophesy today. Everything that has made your life inferior, made your life backward, made your life backward, made your life backward, made your life backward. Today the yoke is broken. Is broken. Is broken. That's right. That's right. Power is everywhere. Power is everywhere. Power is everywhere. Where's the mixer watching? Lift your hands and say after me, say in the name of Jesus. Every garment of inferiority, every garment of captivity on my life, catch fire. Fire! No! Pray. Hold. In Jesus' name. Lift your hands and say after me, say, I receive my crown of royalty. I receive my robe of royalty. I receive it now. Pray. Receive. Receive your crown, receive your garment, receive your crown, receive your garment, receive your change of story, receive. In Jesus' precious name. Drop your hands. Father, thank you. I talked about righteousness and uprightness. You need to make your ways right with God. Quickly pick your Bibles and your bags and rush to the frontier. Quickly. While we are doing that, the rest of us, you can pick up your expectation form and lift it up. And if you don't have, ushers, you have in your possession? You don't. If you don't have an expectation form, if you have in your possession, distribute to as many as don't have. And in case you don't have, just you will write your expectation on a piece of paper and lift it up. Areas where you are trusting God to rule in royalty. Everyone who is coming forward to surrender, quickly come forward.
I got my mind made up, and I will tumble because I want to see my Jesus someday.
Keep coming and surrender your life to Jesus. Two, I'll give you the count of seven. Three, I've got my mind. Three, four, and five,
because I want
to see my Jesus.
Six, I've got my mind.
And I
want,
because
I want
to see my Jesus.
Goodbye world, goodbye
world.
Oh,
goodbye
pleasures of sin.
I have made up my mind
for the rest of my life. I have made up my mind.
Mind.
One more time. Goodbye world.
Goodbye world. Stay no longer with you. Goodbye pleasures of sin. Stay no longer with you. I
made up my mind
to go God's way
for the rest of my life.
I made up my mind
to
go God's way the rest of my life.
Goodbye world.
Please be seated. You want to rededicate yourself to God, you can also come forward. You want an addiction broken off your life, you can also come forward. All of us standing, place your right hand on your chest and leave the other hand up and say after me, say, Lord Jesus, I come before you today to receive forgiveness for my sins. Today, I have decided, Lord, to follow you. No turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you today. I ask that the hold of the enemy be broken. Grace to live for God be released upon you. I call it done. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. You remain there. Counselors will go with you at the end of the service. And anyone who is of the Abuja city, you are here for the first time, you can join us forward. If you are true, you can lift up your expectation. If you are true,